We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to Kits and Wagers. We're talking Game Week 21. I am Adam Zdroik, joined by Chris Owen. We both work at rotowire.com. Before we get into all of the details for New Year's Day and the day after New Year's Day, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try So Rare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards, soccer players from over 180 clubs on So Rare. That's SORARE.com. Chris, we are in new locations. We are traveling. It is New Year's Eve, December 31st, also known as my birthday. So shouts to me. But otherwise, hey, birthdays and wagers, New Year's Eve and wagers. Chris, welcome into the show here.
Adam, I did not know it was your birthday. So I love
just dropping
the
that one
right off the rip of the top of the show. So had I known, you know, I would have planned a celebratory song, potentially, you know, something else here for you, your birthday. But good to be back. Big show, New Year's Eve, obviously. We got a couple of tasty matches over the next coming days here, and excited to get back here and chat a little bit of Premier League with you. It's been kind of a whirlwind over the last, you know, whatever it feels like forever, where we've been doing shows and watching a lot of soccer, but excited to chat through a few matches, and then I think we might have a little something special here at the end of the show, similar to might not be as special as cookies and wagers that like we did at the end last the previous show, but we still got a little something cooked up here, so excited to get into that as well.
All right, yeah. So game week 21, I guess it's kits today. I'm actually says happy holidays. I'm was it jammies and wagers, holiday jammies and wagers, whatever you want to call it, I guess. Yeah.
Definitely good to be in your jammies on your birthday there, Adam.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You got anything special on or what?
Yeah, I do actually. Me and my buddies, I was home over Christmas, and we do, you know, whether it's like a turkey bowl or like a holiday bowl or, if I'm home in the summer, we do like a little sunshine bowl. But anyways, we did a Boxing Day bowl, and I made shirts, made like 25 shirts, got a little sponsorship from a local company. And there you'll see it. I had my buddy create this Boxing Day bowl 2021 design, and we just played a game of football. And it was just a good time. So this is a newer, it's, you know, nice cotton, you know, so great for that. But not quite a kit, but it was fun. We did use it in a game, so I'm gonna call it a newer addition to kits and wagers.
Yeah, that works. Boxing Day 2021, where multiple matches were postponed. But yeah, we ended up didn't even do a show for game week 20. It was just too much traveling and, you know, too many postponements. We didn't know what was going on, so we felt like didn't need to push something to talk about games that may or may not be happening. But we're back, and so far we have two postponements, and we're hoping there are no more postponements. I don't know if you want to look back at what happened, but we No, you don't. Okay. Well, yeah, we were both wrong in our last best bets. So the bet was I had to eat 11 cookies in a day. I don't know if I actually reached that number, but there was, I think we had an over and under on a number of variety of cookies I was going to eat. And I think I'm at 21. So I've hit the over and I have a couple more to go. So I at least hit that one.
Yeah, strong play out of you. We did miss our best bets from the previous week. I picked Adam gave me a variety of options. The one that I selected wasn't quite right. And then mine, I missed. And I will say that there was some late breaking news on that bet where it could have affected the final score. And that was the fact that Aston Villa is without their manager for the match, which sometimes noteworthy, I don't know, without the gaffer. So, but anyways.
Actually, I think that was also John McGinn was out for that one. He was a late absence, and he's, I don't know, their best player. So that also is, something you can't really predict, and that's just the game we're playing right now. Don't really know what's going to happen, who's going to be missing. And I mean, we're going to talk about it with Liverpool later, but there's going to be COVID cases. We don't know who's out. But, yeah, we try our best and try and make sense of everything that's going on and hopefully get some correct things. I think our last show we talked with Manchester United, Newcastle. I think I was on Newcastle, maybe plus one or something. They ended up getting the 1-1 in that, but just just tooting my own horn here with the at least one correct pick.
Yeah, there we go.
So game week 21, the first match we're going to discuss is Arsenal at home against Manchester City. Manchester City minus 200 to win, Arsenal plus 550. You got the draw at plus 350. And over 2.5 goals is minus 170. If you want to go higher, over 3.5 goals, plus 145. So it looks like it's sitting around that 3 range with under 2.5 at plus 140. And we don't really have a ton of injury updates. Tomiyasu, he didn't play the last match for Arsenal, and Ben White started it right back. But again, we just haven't seen injury updates from them. So we don't know Tomiyasu's status. We don't know much of anything about that. I guess the news from Manchester City is Kyle Walker is back in training. So I guess he could come back into the starting 11 for them. But from what it seems like, Manchester City's pretty healthy. They're pretty much rotating. They have a trio of guys rotating up front. I think it was Jesus, Foden, and Grealish started last match after not starting the previous one. And, they got Sterling, Mahrez. The list just goes on and on. De Bruyne played more of a false nine a couple games ago, so I think that might happen again. But, Chris, what was it, 5-0 the last time these teams met? We thinking along the same route, even though this is Arsenal are playing better, but they are at the Emirates as well. So maybe that'll do something for them.
Yeah, super, a couple of good matchups this weekend. Manchester City have really dominated Arsenal in the past year. And that being said, Arsenal and, Man City have won their, was it six in a row or more than that? At least using the sample size of the last six matches, Manchester City have won all six. They put up 22 goals to 4 goals against. On the other side of that, Arsenal have been really good too. They've won, in the last six, they've won 5, lost 1. And scored 17 goals and conceded 3. So both teams, in the best form of the Premier League teams in that sample size. So we're looking at a good one here. But, odds makers are showing us they've got Arsenal at, plus 550. So not really even giving them much of a chance there for you to be like, okay, well, I think Arsenal, have decent odds here. But both teams playing well. I think, Man City, just because of how they're playing, will – shouldn't have a problem dispatching here of Arsenal, just because it seems like they're head and shoulders above everyone else in the Premier League right now.
Yeah, I mean, 2 months ago, I can't remember our last future show, but we were kind of tentative on Manchester City at minus 100 or minus 105 or like even odds for Manchester City, and they've just taken hold of it. Chelsea have fallen off a little bit here, and Manchester City are cruising. I think the big thing is that, Arsenal, they're in form right now. They're playing well, but their wins are against Norwich, depleted Leeds. West Ham win was good. Southampton, before that, they lost to Everton. Overall, it's like Arsenal are beating up on, you know, the smaller teams. Anytime, like, they played Liverpool a little more than a month ago, that was 4-0. So, you know, they play all the top teams and they just get blown out, it seems like. And I don't know. I don't think there's a reason to think that's going to change. I mean, they're playing well, but how much does that mean when you're going against maybe the best team in the world? So, and who's healthy? Who's going to be fairly, you know, fairly fit? They don't, Arsenal aren't really rotating as much as Manchester City. Like, they're pretty much using the same guys here. I guess, you know, Rob Holding starting at center back just because of the Tomiyasu injury, but like Chaka's back from his injury. He's playing every match. Thomas Partey, I think this is his last match before African Cup of Nations. And then Martinelli, he's basically taken over for Smith Rowe. Like, all these guys are starting. Aubameyang, no longer a factor. And I don't know. I like Arsenal minus 1.5. Sorry, that's not what I like. Manchester City minus 1.5. That's plus 150. On the downside, I believe that was plus 140 yesterday. So it looks like maybe there's some Arsenal money coming in. Maybe like the tired legs isn't a thing because their last match was postponed. But it's just hard to like Arsenal even at home in the spot. I mean, that's a contrarian route there to go. But it's hard to be like, yeah, Arsenal, they're gonna win this match against a team that they've consistently struggled against.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. If for some reason you do think Arsenal could get a draw or a win done, you can grab a double chance on DraftKings. They are positive at plus 165. So, I mean, that's probably the best play. I don't know if I would feel good enough to take Arsenal at plus 550, but the double chance at least gives you the opportunity for that draw. So plus 165 over on DraftKings if you're like, all right, Arsenal can do it here. They're playing at home. But that's probably the only route I'd go on this match if I was, you know, had an inclination for Arsenal.
Is that the draw no bet, though?
I'm on double chance here. Arsenal or tie, plus 165.
Huh, okay. That seems – all right. It feels off. Wait, what am I looking at? All right, I guess, yeah. Arsenal plus one is plus 100. Okay. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Plus 165. I mean,
I cited my source, Adam.
I was just double. I was thinking maybe the numbers are wrong or something, but I guess, yeah, they're minus 200 plus 550. Okay. Yeah. That's not like, if you like Arsenal, that's okay. That's a fine route, but neither of us are going to take that route. So
no.
Maybe someone will. So next match, we got Chelsea against Liverpool. And so I should mention, so we got that first match is New Year's Day, January 1st. And then there's three matches on Saturday. So this next one is Sunday, January 2nd. Chelsea are home to Liverpool. Chelsea are plus 185 to win. Liverpool are the favorite, plus 145. Draw, plus 250. And over 2.5 goals, minus 125. Under 2.5 goals, plus 100. So it looks like the goal totals, implied goal total, sitting around 2.5 there. So Reece James is going to be out. That's probably the big thing for Chelsea. And the big thing for Liverpool is that they have some COVID cases. Jurgen Klopp mentioned them today. And the thought is that it might be Alisson, it might be Firmino. Unclear on the other player, but it could be at least one starter. Liverpool is going to be down. I wonder if that's going to change the odds. These teams, I think, what was it? Liverpool pretty much dominated Chelsea last match. But they couldn't get a winner. I think it finished, 1-1. Maybe Chelsea had a PK, if I remember correctly. And then Liverpool were up a guy in the entire way.
Yeah, Reece James had that handball, I believe, off the line. Salah converted the penalty kick. They played pretty much 40. Chelsea played really well with 10 men, just basically the whole second half with 10 men. And, ended in a 1-1 draw.
So it looks like Reece James planned this injury because it's another game that he's not going to be able to play against Liverpool. He only made it halfway in that first one. But it's going to be hard to, go just bet on this game before seeing these COVID cases. You could look at the Liverpool training pictures from yesterday. So, like, we know guys like, Robertson and Salah are there. I'm not looking at the actual pictures. I just remember what I saw. So those guys will probably be there. Then again, it is the 31st, so someone else could test positive tomorrow, or someone could test positive the morning of Sunday. So basically probably wait to make a bet on this, but what are your initial thoughts here?
Yeah, if Alisson is missing and we got to throw in Kelleher in that, I feel a little not quite as confident in Liverpool. I mean, they're also coming off a pretty tough result against Leicester City where they looked pretty toothless, honestly, just from, watching the extended highlights. But, like, I mean, this is their last match with Mane, Keita, and Salah before they head off to AFCON. So this is going to be a pretty – they definitely need to pull this one get some points out of it. But it's a Chelsea playing at home. Somehow Liverpool are favored playing at Stamford Bridge, which I found kind of interesting. I thought Chelsea would get better odds there, but they're pretty close to, I think it was plus 185 for Chelsea and plus 165 for Liverpool, if I'm correct. But yeah, I would kind of take a probably bet on a draw here. I just don't think that, Liverpool potentially missing players, Chelsea missing Reece James, playing a little bit better than they had been over the prior 3 weeks. So yeah, I think the draw here might be the play.
Yeah, pulled up our lineups page at rotowire.com. You find this in the soccer section, obviously. That's the sport we're talking about here. But, yes, Reece James, that's the big thing. It's I think Pulisic played on the right wing last match. Could be Hudson-Odoi out there. It's just not the same kind of player as Reece James. He's good on both ends of the field. He has a laser of a foot, really. Just a player that, you can't really – can't really match, and I don't think Thiago Silva is going to come back. Christensen has a back issue, so they're also down a couple center backs. So you got those issues. You got maybe questions with Liverpool and COVID. You're gonna have to wait to see what's gonna happen with all that. My initial thoughts is maybe just go with that draw. I would lean Liverpool, but it's just hard to say right now. And I think if most of their field players are there, I'd probably go with them to win. Going without Reece James in there, and Conte is probably not fully fit. He's been struggling with the issues the past few weeks. Jorginho's a rock in there, but I think Liverpool have advantage on the wings there. Just because you got Alonso and then non-Reece James. I'd go, upon seeing lineups, depends who's out there. I would say Liverpool win. I'd probably lean on the under, though. I think it'll be a little more defensive, kind of like that last one. Like if one team is dominating the other or something, or if one team scores first, they might, sit back a little bit more than we're expected to see. But I assume you're leaning Liverpool, but... yeah, it's just overall hard game to look at here.
I'm not really leaning. I would not say I'm leaning Liverpool here in any sense. Like I said, tough result to Leicester. They are, as Klopp wasn't super prescriptive as to who might miss, but it sounds like Alisson might miss. And obviously, he's a pretty big difference maker in a match like this. So without him, I don't feel particularly good. If Firmino misses out, who's the other player? Sounds like might be the player missing due to COVID. Not the biggest deal because he hasn't been, playing over Jota very much. So, but that just I just think that this game, I don't expect a ton of goals. The previous outing, they played back in April, that was 1-0, and then the prior match that was 2-0. So there hasn't been a ton of goals out of it over the last three matches. I just don't expect a ton of goals and potentially a draw here or a 1-0 or a 2-0 here. So I would say the under goals is probably the best bet if you can get a decent number at under 2.5.
Are you putting anything into into Liverpool being like a good bounce back team or anything like that. I mean, they don't lose a bunch, but when they lose, it seems like they always come back. They had that loss at West Ham early this season, followed that up 4-0 against Arsenal. Even you know, following draws, like they come back with wins is what it seems like. They just don't, you know, they don't drop multiple points in consecutive matches. Are you putting anything into that, or is that just, you know, kind of like a matchup thing, playing one difficult team and then following up with maybe a weaker team kind of thing?
Yeah, difficult to really put much into that. I mean, Arsenal, good side, but like you said, they've kind of been beaten up on some of the smaller teams. You know, they haven't really seen some, like, had adversity and then came back and played a team of Chelsea stature. So they haven't, you know, had one loss and then faced a Man City or faced a, you know, a Chelsea, or even, I guess we could put, you know, Manchester United maybe in that sentence. But yeah, so I don't think, probably not, but I just don't think that they've like had adversity and then bounced back to face a team of this quality. So it's really kind of up in the air. Like I said, the draw is where my head's at, and the under if I'm going to bet one of those. And then been trying to find the goal 1-2. I think that would be a decent play too, but I don't know. I got to find those odds.
The goal bands.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't think I had that much success when I was looking at those a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think you're
it might be under game props or something like that.
Yeah, the 1-2 goals is +130.
Yeah, so I mean, you're getting the 1-0, 1-1 result, which is kind of what 2-0, we're looking at.
Yeah, and that's what it's been the last three matches. So under 1-2 goal band is probably what I would roll with.
Yeah, I agree with that. So next match, I think, yeah, it's a standalone game Monday, January 3rd. And yeah, it's still earlier in the day. This is still considered the holidays here. It's not the, you know, the normal late match during the weekday. So Manchester United home -175 favorite against Wolverhampton, who are +550 to win, draw +330. Over 2.5 goals -105, under 2.5 goals -120. So it's sitting around that 2.5 range. And I got the lineups pulled up on our page. Bruno Fernandes is coming back from suspension. Otherwise, I think they're pretty healthy. Pogba's been out for a while. I guess McTominay's dealing with an ankle issue, but it's McTominay. So, you know, they got Fred and Matic. So it's not a major thing. Yeah, Wolves, I can't really remember the last time they played, but I could pull that up real quickly. So either way, Wolves play defensive, and it's just hard not to see one of their matches be defensive.
They haven't played in 2 weeks. Wolves haven't played in 2 weeks, so their last result was 0-0 against Chelsea, which feels like, you know, eons ago already.
Right. But yeah,
as you said, very defensive.
Yeah, so Wolves are healthy. I guess we can take that away. Manchester United have been playing more matches. Wolves are rested. You know how they want to play. It's hard not to like the under here. If you just look at what recent Manchester United results, it's been mostly lower scoring until yesterday's match. They beat Burnley 3-1 thanks to Wayne Hennessy in there. I think Nick Pope had COVID or something like that. But overall, under Ragnick, they're playing a little more defensive. So you combine that with pretty much, I don't know, I think it's 7 of the last 8 matches for Wolves have had only one team scoring kind of thing. So it's always been, you know, the 1-0, 1-1, 2-0 kind of things. Like, it seems like every one of their matches is low scoring. And I don't see a reason why that's going to change here unless, you know, Ronaldo goes off first day 2022. Ronaldo's like, hey, let's get a hat trick. This is it's 2022 new year for me. There you go. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. The under 1.5 here is +240. Even the under 2.5 is -120. So you're in decent, you know, decent territory there, because, like, as you mentioned, the last 8 games that Wolves have been involved in, it's been either there's been 3 nil-nil nil-nil games, and then the rest have either been 1-0 or 2-0. So, you know, they haven't scored over two goals. The games haven't involved over two goals in the last eight matches for Wolves. So I think, you know, just going along with that theme, you could go get to under 2.5 at -120 or even under 1.5 at +240, which is, you know, pretty positive odds. I think you're right about this game. I don't see a ton of goals, and that's kind of the route that I would go for this one.
Yeah, I kind of just hate betting on Manchester United. I feel like they've screwed me a couple times already this season. So I'm tentative to say this, but I kind of like Manchester United to win in a shutout. Again, I'm not going to take this myself because I don't want to bet on Manchester United. That's just how I feel right now. But that's +140. Like, the Wolves' attack is just it's unreliable is what it is. And I think Ragnick, he's going to want to get a clean sheet here. That, you know, they allowed a goal to Aaron Lennon last match. I think Varane's going to be back in the starting 11 after resting last match. So they're going to be pretty much at full strength. I think he likes, you know, Alex Telles and Diogo Dalot back there. You know, I don't know, +140. Maybe I will do it now that I'm thinking about it. It's just you can't count on the Wolves' attack is what it comes down to. And no. you have to either go with the under here or something like Manchester United to win in a shutout. Like, this is home. This is the first match of the year. Like, they're going to be excited. And just, I don't know, Wolves are probably scoring less than one goal match right now. You can't count on them to score a goal.
Yeah. And, you know, we mentioned the previous eight matches for Wolves. Well, in the previous seven matchups here between Manchester United and Wolves, six of the seven games have been under two goals. So, I mean, just further data that supports the fact that we might not see over two goals.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the three matches we're looking at.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We got best bets here. So I'm no longer giving Chris three options because
he learned his lesson.
He finally had an incorrect one. So I had a few different ways here. I kind of like the over in Crystal Palace and West Ham, but I just read before the show that it looks like Joakim Andersen will be healthy, and I think he's Crystal Palace's best defender. So I'm not saying that match is going to go under, but I do think he definitely helps Palace's back line and they're at home. So I'm going no on both teams to score at -105 between Everton and Brighton. So the big question here, Everton, another team that hasn't played in a couple weeks. There's a chance Calvert-Lewin's back in the starting 11, which is clearly the main worry. But even if he starts, I still like one of these teams isn't going to score. Even if Calvert-Lewin comes in and gets a goal, I'm not gonna bank on Brighton to get their goal. I think their last three away matches, they've scored one goal in each of those. They've had a late equalizer in, I believe, two have been in stoppage time. One was in the 89th minute. So they're losing these matches 1-0. And then they had these goals in the final minutes to walk away with 1-1 draws. I mean, that could happen again. But it just shows, like, this attack just isn't really – it struggled all season. Trossard's going to be back from injury. Sure, that's going to help. Like, they're kind of healthy. Their back line maybe isn't as healthy. Maupay's good, but – it just isn't reliable. So I think one of these teams will go scoreless, and we'll walk away with even odds on that one.
Nice. A strong best bet. So lock it in there for Adam. I guess I got to get into my best bet, huh? I'm coming off a tough loss there. As we mentioned, the Aston Villa one, double chance did not hit. I'd had gone hit the double chance the previous two best bets, so I'm going to go a little bit different route here. We talked about this at the top of the show.
It was Crystal Palace. Let's get this right.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was Crystal Palace. I put a supporting Aston Villa bet down. Anyways, bottom line was there. I was wrong on both. Anyways, here this week in game week 21, we put game week 19 in the dumpster. But anyways, we talked about Arsenal and Manchester City at the top of the show. Manchester City has dominated Arsenal over for a pretty good long while here. Over their past seven matches, Manchester City has won at least a goal to nil in I believe it is five of the past seven meetings here. So I'm going to take Manchester City to win in a shutout at +175 as my best bet. I think despite Arsenal playing well, Manchester City is, as you mentioned, likely the best team in the world right now. And I think we'll continue to see that when they travel to the Emirates to face Arsenal. So Manchester City +175 to win in a shutout. Lock it in for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree there. I wrote my article. It's up right now, rotowire.com. I got Manchester City -1.5. That's +150. So you're getting yours at a little better odds. I don't know. I maybe like your bet a little more because you can get the 1-0. You can get the 1-0 in there in case it is lower scoring. Then again, if it is 3-1, mine will win. Yours won't. But so it's a tricky slope here that we got. So it's tough. Maybe I do like mine more. I don't know.
Hopefully they're both winner. Well, hopefully mine's a winner because it's my best bet.
It could be 5-0 again. So from what we've seen with Arsenal against better teams, but that's what we got for game week 21. Do you have any other betting talk you want to talk about before getting into this secret segment of cocktails here?
No, I think we've covered it. It's been a busy festive period here. And after this, we get a little bit of a break, a break from the Premier League, no break from matches. So we'll probably have a week off here and then get back into it probably before, I think it's the 13th or 14th.
Yep. Yeah, there's a...
So,
go ahead.
That being said, last week we did cookies and wagers, for the holiday period. Adam let us know that he loved, did you call them peanut butter balls or something like that?
Yep, peanut butter balls, that's right.
Balls. otherwise known as Buckeyes. I talked about peanut butter blossoms. The show, if there's any peanut butter companies out there, we're looking for a sponsor potentially. Anyways, so this week, New Year's Eve right now, today, we're going to probably, get into some festive things here and then watch some matches tomorrow. So I was curious if there is a go-to New Year's Eve cocktail or beverage or thing to eat that you usually go with, at this specific day.
Well, New Year's Eve, I don't know if there's a cocktail. You get your usual champagne. So I'm up here in Wisconsin with my family, and every day we have, Wisconsin old fashions. It's with brandy. Like, we got the simple old fashions here. Just that's what, we've been having for ages. It's my grandma's drink of choice, and, we have it 4:30 every day for, cocktail hour. So we start with that, and then you got your wine at dinner. I think we're going to have maybe some tenderloins with some salmon. So, get some red wine in there with that. And then my dad has a couple kegs that he brewed. So we're going to have some beer throughout the night. So, we're going to do a little bit of everything.
Wow.
And we got some whiskey too. There'll probably be some whiskey sipping. And they'll be somewhere, maybe, 11 o'clock as we get closer to midnight, probably get some whiskey thrown in there to lead up to the champagne. And then, so we have, I don't know if this is, I think this is more of a German thing, but this is a thing in Milwaukee. I know that we eat raw meat on, for New Year's. So, you get like a little piece of bread, you just put raw meat on it, you put raw onions on it, maybe sprinkle a little salt and pepper on it. And, you know, some people, you know, I grew up in Michigan and that's not really a thing in Michigan, but I know it's definitely a thing in Wisconsin. So are you familiar with the raw meat on New Year's Day?
I am not, honestly. That sounds really interesting. I mean, onions and meat is a recipe for good tastiness, but this could be, you know, some issues later on. But yeah, I mean, especially if it sounds like I'm almost honestly might be on my way up to Wisconsin to join your New Year's Eve here. It sounds like you guys have a heck of a setup there. And I got a hat tip to grandparents who do happy hour at 4:30, you know, like that's the kind of grandma I want to be hanging around.
Yeah. That's how it is. Yeah. I guess I should mention that we played last. So there's a game. So this podcast is called Kits and Wagers. There's a game called Wits and Wagers. And I think we're going to be playing that tonight. So just bring Kits and Wagers, bringing it down to Kits to Wits and Wagers. And so, you know, just we're going to need a sponsorship from the company as well. That'd be, you
know. We're going to have next week. We'll get the game review on here. And with Wits and Wagers and Kits and Wagers here, we're on Cocktails and Wagers to finish the show. Yeah. Your family has a lot of good traditions. It sounds like, you know, definitely I can't even live up to those ones, but yeah, definitely. One, we were just discussing our cocktails here for the evening, and one that I really like, I'm down here in South Carolina visiting my girlfriend and her family this weekend, and one particular drink we've made in the past is a cucumber honey drink. It's base vodka, and then I think there's a little triple sec in there if I'm not wrong, but you make like a simple syrup with some boiling water and some honey, kind of pound up some cucumbers, put it in. It's super refreshing. You know, you have a couple of those and they're really tasty and pretty light and good for the warmer weather. So that's definitely on my radar. I kind of want to try some of the Mr. Zadroik homebrew. That sounds good too. But yeah, a little champagne, a couple of those cocktails should be, and then a little red wine with some beef roast this evening will probably be the recipe.
Yeah, the that sounds like a very summery or not warm weather drink, and you know it's going to be, I don't know, 0 degrees here tonight.
Yeah,
I think I woke up, it was maybe 5 degrees, and I'm hanging out in the attic right here. We don't got the heat connected right now because no one's staying up here, but it's probably about 55 right now. So I've been sitting 55 degrees, just hanging out in my jammies here, doing this podcast. So I got
to need a hot cup of tea.
Yeah, I'm gonna need something to warm up after this podcast. But yeah, it sounds like, so you got the Southern traditions where, you know, you can still drink like the lighthearted drinks that probably taste a little better when it's warm out and you can enjoy the sun. But up here, you know, it's sure we have old fashions in the summer, but I think old fashions, they can be drank, you know, year round kind of thing.
Any time of the year.
Yeah.
And it's a brand. Are you brandy sweet or brandy sour?
The family, what we have with our family, to make it easier, we just do the sweets. We put Sprite or 7-Up in there, top it off with. So it's a little on the sweeter side, but, you know, it's still good. So can't complain about it.
Nice. Well, enjoy them, Adam.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy South Carolina. Enjoy the mashed cucumbers. I'm sure there was a good. We will not be having mashed cucumbers up here. We'll probably mash some raw beef or something like that. That'll be definitely there. Be going on. So
there you go.
All right. So Kits and Wagers, game week 21. I guess we got to leave with our best bets here. So my best bet was between Everton and Brighton. Both teams won't score. -105. Chris took Manchester City to win in a shutout against Arsenal at +175. Kits and Wagers, happy new year to everyone. Thank you for listening on what has been our first season of this podcast. And, you know, we got a lot of surprises coming in 2022. So you got to stay tuned. You got to stay tuned and listen to what we have. But again, like and subscribe wherever you listen, YouTube, podcast form. Chris, thanks for joining me. Happy new year. And we'll see you at some point in 2022.
Happy New Year, everyone.